You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Whoa.
Been a while.
There it is.
Welcome to episode 14, season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How's it going, man?
Buddy. What can I say? We're going to win a championship. Feels good.
Life is extremely good right now.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting is always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Let's get down to it, yeah. I guess. Drake, here's some royalty money. I mean, that guy's a bit of a topic in Toronto sports lately.
Hey, man, we won with him.
Exactly.
Yeah. He did that. He asked the media, you guys want to talk about the curse? But it is funny that AC Roma was like banned their players from taking pictures with them. That's pretty insane.
That's big.
Yeah.
I wonder who's this. Was that the coach's decision or the owner's, or do we know?
No.
They're just like, don't fucking touch that, man. Don't go near him.
Probably the manager. It was like, you guys are, stop freaking around, okay?
Wow. All right. I saw Justin Bieber got blamed with a bit of a Leafs curse as well.
It's insane. That's how famous I want to be, where the whole city blames you for your team being shit.
Yeah, cheering for a team and they lose.
Yeah, your hometown team. You're not allowed to wear their jersey.
He did.
Imagine how crazy that is. You're born and raised, and you just want to release some songs. And you're like, buddy, that.
You just want to go enjoy a game.
Yeah.
You're like, you piece of shit.
Get out of the building.
You ruined it. The one thing I saw, Bieber, he went after a Winnipeg Jets fan on Instagram.
That's great.
Told him he's gonna fuck him up or something.
Attaboy, Bieber.
Yeah, I like that. Stratford, Ontario.
Are you pulling up in Winnipeg? You're getting stabbed for sure.
Here's some royalty money, Drake. And we don't believe in the Drake curse.
No.
Do we say that? I don't really have an opinion on it either way.
The GoDaddy curse is the only curse that we know is real. The rest of it is, get your sage out, buddy. Smudge some shit up. We'll be fine.
Thing one.
Real quick, because we haven't done a playoff podcast yet. Let's just real quick recap of the Orlando series. Game one.
Well,
I was at.
Yeah.
Spent a good amount of money.
For sure.
On the tickets and booze.
On beers alone.
Oh, and I was jacked. And I didn't feel it. I didn't feel like the rest of the crowd was as jacked as I was.
Everyone was terrified, I think.
Yeah, understandably so. And
we're a broken fan base.
In hindsight, it made sense because it was the DJ Augustine show and whatever.
Which, how can we say that?
Yeah.
You know what I should have done, but I'm sure we've talked about this on this podcast, because remember when we found out that DJ Augustine had Jordans?
Yeah.
I think he's toast, buddy.
Well, I would think so.
Well, I mean, Jesus, he won a playoff game.
Actually, yeah, that's true. Maybe he's going to New Balance now.
Hey, man, no. Get out of there.
After game one, though, game two looked good, and game three was really good, and then game four and five, it was just
a snowball of dominance.
It was just absolute destruction. Like, midway through game four, I was just like, let's just stop. Like, it's over. Like, there's no... They're already dead. Is that Simpson quote, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We don't need
to. There's no.
Keep doing this.
No chance they were going to win.
Orlando, that is. Yeah. I'm still amazed, man. We have Kawhi Leonard and Marc Gasol on our team.
Four of the five starters are different from last year.
That's why we're winning games.
That's messed up.
We're playing defense.
I'm all on board for load management. It clearly works. It's the greatest thing ever. So load manage everybody.
For sure.
Because, holy shit, if that's what you get for load management.
Worth it.
I got to load manage my life.
Buddy, sit out some days.
just shut it down for a few days.
Put your feet up, man.
Come
ice those knees.
And just destroy everybody. That was unbelievable. It was just great. It was really great. And I will say, though, shout out to Aaron Gordon. That guy's good, man.
I know. I didn't realize
how
good
he was.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting good, but man, he's got some skills. Not bad at all. And then Trey Rosé was there for a bit. That was
showed up a couple times.
That was nice.
Good for him.
Just all in all, what a absolute dominant series. And that's what, hey, that's what championship teams do, you know?
We're on our way, man. Oh, and Danny didn't even shoot good that series. Like, that's not going to happen again.
Pascal Siakam is as real, good as anybody. In the
real world. Goddamn deal. Oof. Pascal Siakam.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. We were both mad at Kyle, right? After
game
that
one?
Game one.
The only thing that I will say about him versus, say, DeRozan from past years is he does so many other things that you can't get that mad at him.
Absolutely.
Whereas DeRozan was like, when he didn't score, you're just like, what? You're useless, you know?
Yeah, you're doing nothing.
Lowry does everything else, though. You're just like, all right, whatever. You just didn't score today.
Yeah. I think I was just more mad that he was like, yeah, I'm playing the game, right? And I'm like, yeah, buddy, just say that you didn't score. Just you have to stop skirting around that. We see the zero. Everyone sees the zero.
That's so true.
Just seem like, yeah, shit didn't go in for me, man. Damn it. Sucks.
That being said, got a little stat here.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, you ready? I mean, it's a playoffs. We're going to step it up. This is courtesy of Anthony Doyle. Threw this out on Twitter a couple days ago. Kyle Lowry finished the first round with the best plus minus in the entire NBA.
Damn right.
Thus far in the playoffs. He was number one, Giannis number two, and Kawhi Leonard number three. But Kyle Lowry has the best plus minus in the entire NBA playoffs.
Pretty
so
insane.
Far. So far, so good.
And seeing that dude in game five.
Yes.
Kyle Lowry, like the opening of that game five, you're like, okay, well.
On fire.
Yeah, yeah. Game one, listen. He's feeling it out. Game five, he's putting nails in your coffin. It's time to go.
Unbelievable. Kawhi Leonard said it's a blessing to play with him.
Just, yeah.
Come on. What couldn't.
This feels nice. Ooh, the bromance is starting. It took it took the season, but it's cooking now.
Yeah.
It feels like a different team.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
Like after that first game, it couldn't be too good. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's still the Raptors. The Raptors still got to throw in. Here you go. Let me fuck up your life a little bit.
Just a little reminder.
Yeah.
Like, let's. Almost like a, hey, this is what you guys are used to, but now just get ready.
Yeah,
enjoy
yeah.
the rest of this ride.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it more.
Exactly.
You know, you don't enjoy the sweet as much without the sour.
Right.
I believe that's from Vanilla Sky.
Sure.
So.
Shout out to Vanilla Sky.
Thing two.
Now, of course, moving on to bigger things.
Ring the Liberty Bell, goddammit.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
Ben Franklin, you piece of trash.
Woo. What are your thoughts? What's your gut feeling? What's just right now, top of your head, how many games is this?
Raps in five.
In five?
Yeah, man.
Wow. I'm going to say in six.
I don't even think Kawhi Leonard's ever lost to this.
He's not
Philly,
lost to
right?
the Philadelphia 76ers.
What are we talking about?
Right. But they asked him about that in a press conference, and he said that was just in the regular season, and I don't live in the past.
Yeah, he's going to say some Kawhi Leonard shit for sure.
Exactly. Joel Embiid doesn't scare me a ton.
Because his legs are breaking off his body.
His legs are breaking, and Marc Gasol is a beast on defense.
Yeah.
And Ben Simmons is terrified of Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler, though, man.
No, man. Screw Jimmy Butler.
I'm just... That guy's been a Raptors killer in the past.
And we got Danny Green.
Get
Danny Green, man. Throw Danny Green on him.
That's good. We do have a lot of great defense. Like, the defense on this team is insane.
I swear to God, I don't think Jimmy Butler's that good, man. Like...
I've just seen him destroy the Raptors. Like, there was that one game.
Mike Scott destroys the goddamn Raptors, too. No. He's on that team. I'm more scared of Mike Scott than I am Jimmy Butler, to be honest.
I have the one game burned in my memory where he was when he was with the Bulls, and he scored, I want to say, 40 and a half or something, just single-handedly beat the Raptors. And I was just like...
He's got DeMar DeRozan guarding him.
That's fair.
It's like shooting over a chair.
So you're saying five games?
Yeah, man.
Do the Raptors win game one?
If we win game one, I'm saying four games. I'm giving them game one.
Look at this confidence. I like that.
It's just, man, like, Kyle Lowry's gonna buy 900,000 tickets. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's gonna be balling. I don't know, man. Like, I don't like they're not.
It's hard.
They're starting. I mean, I don't know. I'm more Tobias Harris is like
he's. I like that guy a lot, man.
Yeah,
he's really good. But it's kind of funny.
J. Cole looking
ever since the last two games in Orlando are just like no one's beating this.
That's
team.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, like they were up by 30 in Game Five and they just slowed down. They're like, all right, we gotta take it easy. I mean, that is Orlando, but still five games. All right,
our bench is better than their bench.
Yep,
for sure. And our bench hasn't been good.
Fred VanVleet has not played well.
No.
These playoffs yet, but you know what? He's due. That's all that means.
Yeah.
Is there any way the Raptors lose if they stay? If
There's a way we lose. Yeah. I'm not.
Right.
This is not a done deal. You still got to go play these games. Right. You got to, you know, you lock in like you did.
If they're healthy, though, I just can't see it.
No, man.
Playoff Kawhi, man, is just too nasty.
Yeah.
And Marc Gasol is just a floor general. I mean, he's just amazing.
Yeah. It just changes, like, the team so much. It's crazy. It's like, dude, we're ready for war. It's like, legit, we're ready to go at it with anybody. Two more series, man. Let's go. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy how confident I feel. I don't think I've ever felt like this in my entire life. We're not the same guys. It's a different team. Don't worry. Even Nick Nurse was talking about that too.
What was he saying?
Well, he was just saying this is a different team. He's like, this is, you know, that was in the past, so, and now is this team's chance to make their own history. It's like, hell yeah.
Charles Barkley also said that the other night on TNT.
It's a different team.
Picked the Raptors and then said, yeah, that exactly. They're a different team.
We are. We have Kawhi goddamn Leonard. He bull penis before the goddamn playoffs.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
I don't know, man. I think Serge is a dick. I think that.
It is also amazing that he's coming off our bench. Serge Ibaka is like a bench player.
We get Serge Ibaka off the bench.
Yeah, like this team is so stacked right now. Everything seems good going into this series.
Our best players ate a full dick before the playoffs.
Right. On camera.
Some weird shit that's working out great, though.
Yeah.
Eat a dick, eh? Before you got something big coming up. Eat an actual dick.
Dude, but what if they end up winning? That's going to be the tradition.
They got
to
eat.
Someone's going to have to eat a dick.
Yeah.
Before each playoff series. Like,
Raptors eat a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
This is where we are.
Thank you, Serge. I love that. I thought it was a great episode. Kawhi is pretty funny, man.
He seems more comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he still seems uncomfortable.
Still seems uncomfortable.
You know what he's like? He's like he's just like a guy that sold drugs a lot and then like he's uncomfortable around cameras. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
No, nah, you gotta take that off, man. You
know? A thing? Three.
I went to game one. You went to game two? Three. No, it had to be two.
Yeah.
And we both noticed that the in-game ops, they've changed some. They've added some things.
Yeah, they've done a lot.
And it's not. I wouldn't say it's for the best.
A lot of nonsense they're doing up there.
Now, for one, as I said, I went to the first game. I was pumped. I did not feel that the rest of the crowd was as pumped as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been terrified, as they, which is reasonable.
Yeah.
But even to get going, like they did the Let's Go Raptors chant at the start of the game, they bring the Raptor out and he has a bass drum that he
hits. Yeah, of course he would.
Couldn't time it.
That makes sense, right? Raptor got a bass drum.
Yeah, exactly. But he couldn't time it. And it was this awkward start to the, like it was supposed to be like, let's go Raptors. And then went. And he just kept missing it with the drums. He'd be like, nah, nah, nah. And then finally he just stopped and everyone did it on their own. And that was just kind of like this uncomfortable thing.
That's exactly how everyone felt. Like,
yeah,
that's the
exactly.
The right. He was terrified too. He knows what was going to happen.
He just should have left the drum at home.
He's uneasy. He was beaten to his heart beating.
He was a regular.
Yeah.
And then they did this at the game I was at. But you said they did it yours too, where they spelt out Raptors.
This is one of the stupidest goddamn things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Who? They just run out of ideas. What's going on here? Like the,
but it is even like R A P T O R S Raptors. Yeah. This is a dummy.
I didn't know.
I'm not been pumped after that.
They haven't been doing that all year, though.
No, that's
I've never seen that before.
Oh, buddy, they saved the best for the playoffs. Let's roll that out.
And it's the funny thing too was like everyone in the crowd, at least in the section I was in, just was just like, what are we doing here?
Are
we spelling Raptors right now? Like, what is
It seemed like they geared more towards children, where I'm like, no, like this is when there's less kids coming to these games.
Yeah, kids can't afford this shit.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
I get that on your Sunday 2 o'clock game. Yeah, I have some dumb spelling shit for sure. Yeah, you're in prime time. What are we doing? And the this is our house is the most
it's so
ridiculous
awkward.
Thing ever.
So uncomfortable. There was a lot of instructional chants
being
taught, which I was kind of surprised at.
Yeah.
That was, but This Is Our House was another just painfully awkward cheer. Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be better ways to get people to make noise. Literally a sign that just said make noise is way better than anything that you're doing right now.
Yeah. And they kept like many more times than I've ever seen before. They did the crowd meter thing on the scoreboard. And there were points where no one was cheering because it was like, I don't know. Everyone,
and the
like,
meter's still going
crazy.
Yeah,
it was still going crazy. We're just like, stop this. Like,
turn your video off, please. Yeah, like someone, no one cares.
Someone pay attention.
Did the Freddie Mercury?
Oh, yeah. There's a guy that does Freddie Mercury too now. Yeah. So he does the Deo, right?
Yep.
And then
it goes into weird techno music for some reason.
Yeah.
And then he does We Will Rock You, and he was missed the lyrics when I was there. Blatantly. And he's not on the court. He's in like an aisle. Imagine you're sitting there and this idiot's doing that in a tank top. I will say,
looks a lot like Freddie Mercury, though.
He's on the other side of the goddamn arena.
And then he's surrounded by people in Nirvana shirts. I thought that was kind of weird, too.
Yeah, someone was like 24 years old and then did this. Yeah, this is all the same, right?
Like these
old people, they're all dead.
Yeah, you're right. A couple CDs. I've seen them in my dad's car.
They probably went on tour together. Yeah, sure.
I just never understand why the Raptors marketing department has to just jump on anything that's popular and bring it, even though it has nothing to do with basketball.
But you have to a certain extent. Like that, if it should make sense. Like even the Freddie Mercury thing. Like do it, but then do a Queen song. Like it went into this weird techno song and then into a Queen song. It was so weird.
Like you think they got the Avengers at game one, hanging out courtside?
I mean, I got things to say about the goddamn Avengers, buddy.
It was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, it's good.
But that is like sports for nerds for sure.
Oh, that's a really good analogy. I like that.
It's like there were people at this theater wearing Captain America costumes. It's got to be you going to a Raptors game in a full Kyle Lowry
uniform
with the shorts. Like shorts
that's a really
you wrap your shirt around your head when you sit down.
That's a really good comparison. I like that.
Yeah, it's the only way that it could make sense to me. I'm sure there was more. What was your halftime? I don't even remember what the hell my halftime was.
I don't know either. And I think it was faster than normal, only because for halftime I went to use the bathroom and then grab a beer, and when I got back the game was on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And there was it was not, I don't know, the lineups were regular, like it was nothing crazy. I couldn't believe it. Oh no, that's a lie. You know why it took a while to get back? Is because I found the chickpea shawarma.
There it is.
That is why it took. That's exactly what happened. Gangbusters.
Yeah,
that's the, you know what, huge.
That's a big find.
Shout out to dude that sent us that on Twitter. We'll find his name or her name. Can't remember.
Don't remember.
It's amazing.
It is fantastic.
It's the best thing in the arena.
Yeah.
And here's what I think. Tell me if you notice this at all. It feels like there's a little bit of Thousand Island dressing on it because it has a bit of a Big Mac feel.
Yeah, there's something.
Like a veggie
some
Big
sort
Mac
of
feel.
Vinegary something in there.
There's something there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also not a tahini sauce, that's for sure.
No.
It's a different sauce.
They're off the charts on this one. Amazing.
It's really good.
Really, really good.
Do you remember how much it was? Like 14 something?
It was insane. Yeah. It was unbelievably expensive.
And not very big.
No.
But definitely the best. Definitely the smallest shawarma you ever had in your life.
Yes.
But delicious.
Yeah.
We're not looking for deals. We know everything is going to be.
Listen, we get it.
Insane.
Especially the playoffs, but taste-wise, that's a winner.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend that. I missed the halftime show.
What do you think about the shirts that they're giving out?
Okay.
Right?
Nothing special.
And how come? Couldn't they be cool? How come nothing can be cool?
I'm actually okay that they didn't try and go crazy this time, you know? Like, I'm surprised they didn't make, like, them Avengers shirts or something.
Should've.
Like, will I wear it again? I mean,
yeah, to paint a house or something, for sure.
Exactly.
It's your arts and crafts shirt.
Girlfriend will sleep in it, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know?
It's great.
Absolutely. But, how did the square look? The square was looking all right.
Man, it's crazy now, though, with the stage and everything. Yeah. I mean, we went the very first year, and it was just literally a beer tent and the screen. And now it's full-on stage and
there's things happening there.
Yeah.
We gonna check it out, Barry?
No chance. Yeah. I would never go there again.
Never happening again in our lives. Not even by accident.
Yeah, it just doesn't look fun to me.
I don't know if I want to stand anymore for anything.
No.
For that long.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around that many people uncomfortable. You know what I mean? And be uncomfortable standing. And
I feel like it's a lot of younger people, too.
100%.
You know?
I'm starting to think that's most of the world. I'm just walking around old as shit out here.
Buddy, it gets worse. You're going to start hating teenagers soon.
Oh, man.
Hating and being terrified of them. It's a fucking... It's a crazy world.
I don't remember who my halftime was either. And I didn't leave anywhere. I was there. So it must not have been great. No, that's a goddamn lie, Barry. It was the Simon Says Man.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the playoffs.
That man must...
We're doing Simon Says?
Must make so much money, though.
How funny is it that I just said that the playoffs is not a time for children, but we got a goddamn Simon Says at the halftime?
Yeah.
It was all grown-ups. It's funnier when you play it with grown-ups because you can shit on the people.
Right.
They don't cry. I'm not going to lie, man. Like, I was mad just in principle that we are watching...
Simon Says.
At a Raptors game in the playoffs. Like, you know what I mean? Everything's going through my head. I'm like, this is why America doesn't goddamn respect us. We got this idiot. This is what our halftime show is. You know what I mean? And then I just got into it. I'm like, this is fire.
Were you with me at the conference when we met Simon?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, buddy.
That's right. Yeah.
He's pumped up.
And he was still in his full uniform at the conference.
100%.
Well.
He's wearing his... Yeah, he's dressed like a Harlem Globetrotter for some reason.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He must make so much money, though, man, because he's got no overhead.
Well, that's also the first time I've been at a Raptors game where I'm like, this guy actually took gigs from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this guy legit has taken college work out of my mouth. Simon says
give me your money.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the difference. I could never do stand-up comedy there, and this guy will friggin' kill it with
at
Simon.
At halftime?
Anywhere. Yeah. Birthday parties.
Oh, everyone.
Guys,
knows.
You're looking for something, an event? Don't hire us for comedy. No. Hire Simon Says.
Everyone wants Simon Says.
Yeah.
That's a proven winner.
Just get the dogs, everybody.
Every time.
Get every single time. Get house dogs. Get ACC dogs. They can do the lease. Rest in peace. But
yeah.
More dogs, less Simon.
Simon Says get the dogs.
Simon Says get the dogs.
Take two, thing four.
A lot of clothing with the Raptors right now. A lot of guys got their own lines. But
putting in on merch.
Some guys are throwing out like playoff lines almost because Norman Powell threw out the Toronto Grind version of his...
Understand the Grind.
Understand the Grind. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine. He's going about like $65 for a hoodie, Norman. Which is, I mean, not good, but what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. Fred Van Vliet, his hoodie's going for like 80.
Yeah, Fred, bet on yourself. You better have a lot of money.
But speaking of expensive merch, did you see what Kanye was charging? At
$70 for socks? Church socks? Yeah. Yeah.
$70 for socks.
You know, there's a difference between Kanye West and Norman Powell.
Also, Barry. Kanye's stuff says trust God and Holy Spirit.
What, there's no difference than understand the grind and bet on yourself. it's the same shit.
Kanye's hoodie was $225.
Listen, if Fred Van Vliet could charge $225 goddamn dollars, you better believe he would have.
I hope one day he can.
One man's doing a goddamn Jif peanut butter commercial. you know what I mean? One guy did goddamn College Dropout, right? It's a different kind of people here.
Have you purchased? Neither of us have purchased any.
I'm going to buy Jack Armstrong shit. I'm not buying Understand the Grind.
That's what I was thinking too. Only because there's no way Jack is ever leaving, you know?
I don't know. I don't know why I just got sad when you said that.
Oh,
could leave for something.
Well, he's not getting traded.
I'm not going to die. I don't mean that. I guess not. Yeah, what is he going to leave for? Where's he going to go? Unless he got a job somewhere. I don't think he wants a coach or anything.
No, I don't think so. So is he going to go, you know, call the Nets games? Nah, I don't know. I doubt it. I think he's got a pretty sweet gig here.
Yeah.
I think he's happy. Like, that might be something that would be worse than buying a guy's jersey and he gets traded, is buying his, like, personal brand and then he gets traded. then Norman Powell shows up.
No, but like, it might even be better, like, because at least you're like, you know, I subscribe to his mantra, not, you know, his,
you think
I
so?
Like his hustle.
Shows up.
Because you still can wear the shirt and then not be like, oh, look at this guy wearing the Raptors. You know what I mean? You're like, it doesn't look like you're wearing an outdated jersey. You're not showing up in a Bargnani jersey, right? I'm sure these guys have like just weird fans. They're like, yeah, that's my guy. Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Sick hoodies, too. You hear about that? You hear about Norman's hoodies?
Pascal Siakam has some clothing now, too.
He definitely's got a logo, and it's cool. It's like a heart, but a P and an S. His should cost more
than both of those guys. Absolutely.
Right? He's getting up over the Kanye numbers, Pascal.
Just spicy on a brown hoodie.
Oh,
$500.
Yeah. Right. He should sell hot sauce, though. I know they did that for the like campaign for most improved player,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Like, how come all that shit is great, but then the in-game ops are trash? Like, such great
ideas. Yeah.
I
remember the All-Star voting thing when they were the comic book heroes. That was cool as shit.
Yeah, and the toys.
That was great. Yeah, the toy. Oh, that
stuff
was
they don't sell?
Good,
of course
you know?
Not. Because it's cool.
Now they're spelling out Raptors with cards.
Yeah, just
halftime. Just yeah. Like, what happened?
I don't get it. Yeah. Simon Says. Well, we're winning. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
This is our house. You're right. Understand the grind. Bet on yourself. Simon Says, get the dogs.
Simon Says could have a good merch. If he could sell those button-up Harlem Globetrotter shirts he's got.
Yeah, I know.
The Simon Says ones.
Imagine Simon. He's selling his shit for $70 too. Okay. Simon Says, his should be more expensive than Norm's.
You're right. But also, Simon Says is someone else that can't get traded. You're just believing in Simon Says.
Yeah, you're the same.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Think fast, think five.
Wait. We going around the league?
Let's go around the league. Have a look around.
You and I, we saw the Dame Lillard shot. We were hanging out, drinking, and just happened to throw it on at the last minute. And got to see...
Lost our freaking
Ooh,
minds.
That's one of the best basketball moments I've ever had in my life.
That was
so
crazy.
Good. Oh.
And even the way Dame played it out, too, by getting tackled and then looking directly into the camera. So hilarious. That guy's awesome, man.
Yeah, he really is.
Even the bye-bye like a child,
like a
baby. He clapped his hands twice. Oh, my Lord.
Oof.
That's so awesome.
What do you think about Portland? Man, because they're going to play either Denver or San Antonio.
I legit did not know Enes Kanter was good at basketball.
Hey, man. He did not play well in New York.
No.
There was some hilarious memes on his way out of
New
York.
For sure.
That, again, Knicks fans are my favorite on Twitter. They're so funny. But he's playing, I don't know, man.
He's grabbing boards, man.
Buddy, the Portland Trailblazers could be in the West Finals.
Maybe
that could be a thing.
Yeah,
because they're just—it's either San Antonio or Denver. They could be either one of those teams.
Yeah.
How crazy it is that also speaking of that series is that Saturday, game one of the Raptors followed by DeMar DeRozan
losing in the first round,
choking.
There it is. He's been balling though, man. He has been playing good. I'm not
doing well. I loved when he threw the ball at the referee.
Yeah, let's
game
see,
whatever. Three
everyone's
or four.
Been saying he's been playing good, but. He launched the ball at a
referee. Amazing.
And I can't remember who it was. Was it Scott Foster that just chucked it at his head?
Yeah, that was great. But he has been playing well, and it's
not as good as Kawhi, so keep it up.
No. And I mean Denver, the Jamal Murray, I mean, hey, listen, love the man as much as any Canadian ball player out there, but he's
up and down.
He slipped a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see. They can still.
Yeah, man. Game 7. Who knows? You never know.
But Dame Lillard is just crazy, man. That was the coolest shit ever.
It really was
amazing, man.
What did you think of the Westbrook and even then it got to Paul George kind of ignoring the media post?
It is just that one dude, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Like he doesn't.
Westbrook has had beef with that one reporter.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know what that stems from. There's more to like this than like what is being said. Like, oh, Westbrook's being a dick. It's like he's only really saying fuck off to this one guy.
To that guy, yeah. And But the funny thing is when this was coming out and people were complaining and some people were saying, you know, why when Greg Popovich does it, no one says anything. And then, but I would say I shit on Greg Popovich many times.
You're angry all the time about that.
I was like, I think you got to at least give some.
Say something.
You got to give some olive branch to the media because they're the reason you make all your money.
Right.
So Westbrook, I don't know. If he has beef with the one dude, yeah. But just in general, I think the players and coaches should have to, you know, give some respect to the media. Yeah. At the same time, some journalists ask idiotic questions.
Absolutely.
So I can see why it would be annoying.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, okay, buddy. The thing that terrifies me about the Clippers still being alive, at the time of recording this podcast, they're still alive because they're playing tonight.
Right.
So,
did they win again?
Yeah, man. So if they, even if they lose tonight, they go out.
Buddy,
in six.
I actually think I watched that game and my brain wouldn't let me process they won.
It's a lot. It's a lot to process.
Two games.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, man. So tonight, even if they lose tonight, they go out in six. That terrifies me that they can go to Kawhi Leonard and be like, "Hey, man, we're this close to taking out Golden State already. Just come on over.
Unless you beat them in the finals."
That's a better way to look at it. You're right. Glass half full.
Yeah.
We're going to beat them in the finals.
And then, you know what I mean? Yeah, you were close, but...
But we did.
I got a ring here.
That's way better. Yeah, you're right.
And I'll come there anyways because I hate the weather.
It's like it is cold as fuck up there.
Yeah.
I will leave $40 million to not live in that city. Yeah. All right.
Gotcha, buddy. You don't like the snow. Simon says.
I don't care about money.
Simon says, bring the sun out. Okay, Kawhi.
That being said, though, Lou Williams.
So fire.
Buddy, this fucking guy.
It's so fire.
I heard this, I think it was debated on like sports talk radio or something. I don't know, but it's a good question. Do you think Lou Williams could make the Hall of Fame?
Oh, man. My brother asked me this question.
That's a good question, man.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know what it is like. God, I don't know. Can you make the Hall of Fame for being like one of the best six men in the history of basketball?
I think he's the guy that could do it, you know?
Damn.
Yeah.
I'd have to see like numbers and shit. I have no idea what Lou's doing. The eye test, he looks like a Hall of Famer.
Right?
You watch
him
play.
He's a freaking legend, that man. It's like, oh, six man. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but.
Do you think the Raptors give him a boost in his career there? And Drake?
Hey, man. It didn't hurt him.
Boosted him up.
I'd say that. He had two girlfriends
at the
time.
He won the six man here.
He did. Life was good when he was here.
Gave one of those girlfriends to Amir Johnson.
He wanted to come back, too. They didn't even offer Masai Ujiri. He's like, nah, we're good.
It's okay. Five steps ahead.
Yeah.
He's like, you're welcome. We don't want you. But trust me.
Here's Gravis.
I helped you out quite a bit.
Here's Gravis' number.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's looking for someone to hang out to.
Yeah. Actually, you better call him.
Please check in on him.
Yeah. I'm not calling him anymore. Long, I got to hang up on him all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why that guy doesn't get that I'm not going to pick up his call.
What's that, Gravis? Sorry, you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
The playoffs just overall have been amazing. Just very entertaining so far, I would say.
Yeah.
Really enjoy
a lot of people said they no one cares about the first round. I'm like, that's pretty fun, man.
Oh, man.
I like basketball.
Yeah,
I watch
exactly.
This shit.
Yeah.
I like seeing Westbrook implode. Like, it's... is he good, man?
I don't know. He said I just read a thing on the Score app today that he said he's going to work on his shot in the offseason.
Oh, about time. When, so, how many? What, 14th year in the league? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You're 30 years old, Westbrook.
Yeah. Kevin Durant, there was a thing on ESPN today that said people close to him and different agents are saying he's as good as a New York Knick next year.
Didn't he moved his company to New York already, right? Like,
really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Rich Kleiman, that's his agent, right? Wants, like, that's his, of his goals.
No,
was
that's
to,
right. I did read
was that. To own the goddamn Knicks.
Right.
He's been vocal about that.
But, man, how the New York media and fan base would break that man, though. You cannot have enough burner accounts to deal with.
I think he's just already, like, I don't think you can break him more. I think, how much worse could it get for the guy? You know what I mean? Like, he's had a rough couple of years, buddy. The brand took a hit. I don't think you could be at the bottom anymore. Are you going to go lose some games? Cool, man.
It would be the perfect Durant move, though, where he's just like gone through all this shit for the past few years, and he's like, all right, let's clear it up. Let's go to New York.
Yeah, let's start brand new.
Clean slate. I'm going
Nothing
to the Big
Apple.
Nothing bad's
going to happen there. They need a savior, right? I'll be that guy.
I just want to go under the radar.
Yeah.
To a tame franchise that has no controversy around it and very reasonable fans.
We'll see, man. That's going to be a great soap opera, July 1st.
Can't wait.
Right?
Who are you picking? I mean, this might sound obvious, in the Boston-Milwaukee series. Because I'm kind of saying Boston.
Hey, man, I don't give a shit, to be honest. I would rather Boston.
That's the attitude.
I would rather Boston, but I'm like, I love it, man. Like, kill each other, I hope. Yeah. Hope it goes 7 games.
I think it will.
I hope you're all mentally broken and question your lives, and then Kawhi Leonard
just finishes off the...
Fucking takes the ball out of your hands every time he wants.
I just think... I don't know why, man. I have a feeling Boston's going to win for some reason. I know Milwaukee's insane.
It's, you know why, man? It's because, like, Kyrie Irving. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like those guys that are like... I don't know. I always feel like you need a guy that can shoot, man. When you need a basket, sometimes you got to shoot.
And he always, in playoff games, has those annoying games where it's like... 50 points and you're just like, you should not be winning this game.
Yeah, he's hitting shots laying down and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I can see, buddy, I can see that.
Oh, Magic Johnson quitting was crazy.
Yeah, we didn't have talked about that.
No, that was just fucking bananas.
Buddy, this guy's like, fuck it. Goodbye.
And I did.
That's how I left Jack Astor's. That's how I quit. Fucking mid shift. I'm like, you know what? I'm not coming back for the split on this one. I'm done.
That's incredible. Jack Astor's.
Yeah, you just left. Fucking put your apron on and fucking took the crayons and dipped.
Well, I also love the
got right on the RT, buddy. Right home. So my shirt with my name on the back and shit is hilarious.
Fucking no look pass. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, gone. Showtime.
I love that part of his reason for wanting to leave was so he could tweet again.
Yeah, man. Because that was what was fucking it all up.
Yeah, and that's what we were all missing, right?
That was the biggest stresses of your job. Ah, god damn it.
He's like Westbrook at the 2020 game. I couldn't tweet about it.
Yeah, buddy,
like,
Donald Trump is tweeting out here. You can tweet no problem.
Like Magic, come on, buddy. So now you go over to his feed to see what he's back
what,
out
what,
there.
Yeah, what are the pertinent things you got to say?
What's he been tweeting? Well, he's been dropping some knowledge, I got to tell you. First, of the upcoming playoffs, he said the Eastern Conference second round matchups, Raptors versus Sixers and Celtics versus Bucks, will be some of the best in history. You can't pick a favorite because the teams are so evenly matched.
Riveting, Irvin.
Thanks, Magic. Pretty sure you could have said that as president still.
Yeah,
actually.
No problem. Your team's not in it. what tampering are you doing, buddy?
However, then you got to go to... thank you to Shell Oil Executive Team for having me speak at their 2019 National Wholesale Conference. I want to thank the 1,500 Shell executives, wholesalers, dealers, and suppliers. I hope they enjoyed my message about winning together.
Magic left the Lakers to...
destroy the planet.
Promote the destruction of the planet. Okay. Big up, Shell. Love what you guys are doing. Great work. Great business plan. You're taking oil out of the earth.
Goddamn believable.
Get those dinosaur bones. Like, even the part when he's just like, how could he be like... He's like, yeah, somebody's going to have to tell my boss. Or he's like, I was in there and they're talking about next year. And I was like, I ain't going to be here. I'm like, this is a crazy man.
Imagine getting that. Like, Jeannie Buss's phone must have been blowing up. And she's just like, what? What's going on? Where's Magic?
Imagine she's getting Twitter notifications. She's like, Magic's phone's off. This is weird.
Holy shit.
Call me, bro. That's when he turns his phone back on. Hey, could you call me, bro? How could you be worth that much money and act like such a psycho?
I don't know, man. That's everything everyone ever talks about is how he's such an amazing businessman.
But I think that it has to be something deeper that we don't even know. That even, like, Magic was like, yo, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Because no one's coming or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, the stuff I read was that he wanted to fire... the GM along with Walton, and they're
Palenka,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, no, you can't fire Palenka
because apparently he's like hated, right, around the league.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Kobe's agent.
Oh, really? I just know Genie Bus was like, you cannot fire this man. Yeah, and he's like, well, that's why I want to. And she's like, no. And then
this weird incestuous thing where you got to keep everybody.
Yeah. That's what Twitter was saying. But who knows? You know?
Well, thank God for MLSE and Masai Ujiri.
Absolutely.
LeBron's got more hair. He did something.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
He went and got hair done.
Here's what I don't understand. Everybody on the planet, and I thought including LeBron James, knew that the man was losing his hair. And then his first postseason thing is, my hair's growing out. And everyone's like, what are you talking about, man?
I think he was just like, he got something done to his hair.
Like plugs?
Yeah, or something. This guy's like almost a billionaire.
I think he is a billionaire.
You can figure shit out.
Yeah, no, it's just, I mean, I guess that's where we are now.
Did you see Caron Butler?
Oh, yeah. When he had hair on the...
Out of nowhere? You can't do that. Yeah. Someone's got to tell him, grow it in a little bit first.
Even did you see on social media the clip of his family watching it and they all lost their minds?
That's great.
Like his daughter and wife were like, what the fuck is...
Screaming? Yeah, who is that? Your child is crying because she doesn't recognize her father?
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
We're doing a show.
Yep, and of course, it's...
But there's also a game.
Damn right.
Yeah. So it's Thursday. It's this upcoming Thursday. It's at Winona Lodge. We'll put the ticket link, or the ticket link is in the post. We'll say it's in the post, right?
Yeah.
Sure, it's there.
I'm sure I can figure that out.
Awesome. It's up on our Twitter feed. You can find it there. It's happening at Winona Lodge, which is on Bloor, basically Davenport and Bloor. Limited seating.
Limited seating, yeah.
We were just going to do a show, like you... Monty and myself,
mm-hmm.
and James from Exclaim is going to host it. And then now there's a game, and it starts at 8 o'clock. So we're going to show the game.
Of course.
And it's going to be on a big screen, sound and everything.
Projector sound.
Yeah, we're going to...
Cheap steam whistle. We're going to drink and watch the game.
It, yeah, and then probably most likely do the show afterwards. Or maybe we'll do a live podcast. We're going to play it by ear only because... It could be incredibly awkward if everyone's hammer drunk after a game and then we're like, hey, you want to see a show? And
say, we'll figure it out. We're going to play it by ear, but we're going to do some sort of entertainment. It will be a show.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a podcast or it's going to be, we're going to be talking shit.
This is how you're going to want to check out game 3 of this series. Let's put it that way.
Winona Lodge.
Winona Lodge, Thursday, 8 p.m., ready for tip off. I guess you get there at 7:30. What the heck? You know,
Get there 6:15, get a couple.
Get a couple in you before tip off. We'll have the game and either be doing a live podcast or stand-up comedy show.
Or both, goddammit.
Whatever. The world's our oyster.
Yeah.
And would love if you'd come and check it out. Again, the ticket link is on our Twitter feed. It's in the post on Raptors Republic. $10 and you get a beer with that $10. So really, it's like
$5. But if you wear a full uniform, shorts, jersey, you come for free.
You absolutely get in for free if you're wearing matching uniform.
It's got to be the full uniform.
Yes. Yes.
You come in for
free. And I think we'll each buy you a beer as well.
Hell yeah.
It's free and 2 free beers if you wear a full player's uniform.
Yeah, but it's $10 for normal people.
Yeah. And technically 5 because you get a beer with that $10 entry.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be jovial.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time.
We'll play Simon Says. It's going to be amazing.
There it is. All right. That's going to wrap it up. We'll be back in a couple games. Maybe it'll be from Winona Lodge.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming sooner than
Something's
later.
Something's coming, yeah. But we're in. Feels good.
Hey, guys, we tried. Don't get us wrong. We tried to record 2 podcasts before this.
Yeah.
Life is...
See, listen, here's the thing. That one was on
Simon
me.
Says, sober up. Huh? How about that? That's what Simon told me.
This one was for sure on me. Is when we did the live podcast with Raptors Republic, I left cords there, and then we didn't have cords.
We either left them there, because I do remember wrapping them up.
Yeah, I swear to God, I thought I put them
away. Or someone fucking stole our cords and they got them.
Right? These bastards. But anyway, we bought new cords, so we're back in the game. We're here.
And hopefully it sounds crisp. I don't know if cords have anything to do with that. Probably not, but...
No,
hopefully it did something.
Sounds like they're new cords anyway. So
the
we're
best
back.
We forgot to press record on this. This would be the best.
Things are good. It's going to be a great series with the Sixers. You're saying 5. I'm saying 6.
Enjoy the shit, guys. This is the best team we've ever had.
Let's just all enjoy it. Live in the moment.
And good Lord. And Ben Simmons can't shoot, so we're going to be fine.
We'll see you Thursday at Winona Lodge. Let's go, Raptors.